Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's kind of check out these cattle futures and the hogs today. And how'd our livestock end up here this afternoon?
Not exactly the direction most people would want to see. We saw more downside than we saw upside. Cattle market opened lower this morning, then the traded mixed with the feeder cattle holding mostly lower. Live cattle seeing most of their downside in the front contract April. The rest of the contracts did hold a little bit positive, but most of today's trading was an inside session compared to what we saw Friday. Boxed beef at midday, higher on choice, 70 cents higher on selects, a movement of 49 loads out there. We also saw an estimated cattle kill today of 110,000 head. And other than that, it was fairly quiet. April live cattle, 50 lower. June cattle, 27 higher. April feeders, 15 lower. May feeders down 45. And April lean hogs closed $1.05 lower.
We'll check the grains right after this. Spring is right around the corner. Are you ready to take care of your projects that have been piling up? P&K can help with a John Deere 3032E tractor. You'll get 32 horsepower of pure ready-to-work muscle. And the best part is, we'll top it off with a $3,200 discount and low-rate financing. So don't miss out. Let the P&K sales team kickstart your productivity this spring. Because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 5/2/16. Finance offer subject to approved credit. Residency restrictions apply. Must be a resident of Oklahoma or Arkansas. Other restrictions may also apply. See P&K for details.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
All right, Tom, let's look at our grain futures here today. It ended up being a pretty nice day. The wheat, corn, soybeans all higher today.
Yes, it was. And interesting was, Dave, there was no fresh news to go with it. News-wise, extremely quiet. Export inspections fell right in line with expectations, still running well below year-ago levels. We did not have any other fresh news out there. We'll probably be seeing some cattle, or I meant to say good decimal ratings on our wheat crop this afternoon at 3 o'clock. We've seen some nice gains over the last week, but no fresh news behind it. On the close today, both May and July KC wheat were 6 cents higher on the close. May Chicago wheat up 3 cents. May corn closed 3 3/4 higher. December corn up 4 1/4. May soybeans were unchanged, and November soybeans were up 0.25 today. Check us out on 866-GO-TO-TOM.
For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.